Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, the Apostle Paul tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. With fear and trembling. That doesn't sound like it's in the same category with the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. It sounds very, very serious. It sounds like there may be consequences. It sounds like you shouldn't put it low on your priority list. And it sounds like it means business. And there's a couple of verses here in 2 Thessalonians that I think adhere to that. And with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Wow. Those are strong statements, people. First of all, you could be deceived. And if you're deceived, you're going to be led in unrighteousness and you're going to perish. Sounds like hell to me. Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth. The love of the truth. Now, we know there's a devil. There's a God of this world, and he wants to blind your minds. What could destroy the love of the truth? Well, we know that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he'll try to do all three things of those to the truth in your life, usually by temptations to try to throw you off the narrow road. Temptations. That's all he could do. He doesn't have authority to do anything else. Temptations. And that's what could get you off of the truth. Because the truth is Jesus. The truth isn't of this world. The truth is not the natural man. The truth is not the carnal mind or the carnal man. The truth is above all that. It's spirit. We're talking eternal. And if you do not receive the love of the truth, what is love? Love is something that you put forefront, something that you want to protect, something that you want to hold on to. That's how important the truth is, that they might be saved. This is what saves us, the truth. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. You know what that is? That's your own personal Noah's Ark story. That's your own personal Sodom and Gomorrah story, gang. You know, while everybody's waiting for something to happen to the whole world, it could be happening to you individually. When it gets down to it, you're the only one that matters when you get before the Lord. How did you deal with God? How did you deal with others? It's going to be you. It's going to be me. It's not going to be the whole world. Let me read this again. You got to read these two verses together. And with all deception of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And we're told there's pleasure in sin for a season. Gang, and we have congregations having homosexuals up front preaching. Never mind, we know what the Word of God says about it. And I'm not hating on anybody. I am giving you the truth. It's up for you to love it or not. But if you don't want to love it, you will have a strong delusion and you will think there's no problem with what I just said. That's how it works. They sneak in. You have the respect of man more than the respect of God. You don't have fear and trembling when you're dealing with this walk. Everything is a nice little skip. Watch it, people. It's a narrow gate. It's the love of the truth. All this abortion, you think we're to accept this? All this sodomy, you think we're to accept this? Are you kidding me? I want truth. But if I keep saying or keep hearing that it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, if I keep having companionship in my mind with those lies, next thing you know, God will give me a spirit of delusion. And I'll start believing the lie. I'll start saying, oh, you're a hater. Oh, what's the matter? He's another fellow human being like you. That has nothing to do with it, a fellow human being like me. It's all about Jesus, not about all of us. We're all cursed. We all have a fight. It's called our flesh nature. Our flesh nature and the nature of Satan are the same nature. They're both fallen. Me, myself, and I, pride. What's in it for me? That they all might be damned who believed not the truth. Two words in those three verses that stick out, truth and lie. Polar opposites. Then it goes on to say, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and the belief and the belief and the belief of the truth. And what that truth is, Jesus Christ living within you, having the commandments of God written on your heart, having all basically 66 of the books of the Bible hung on the two verses, to love God above all things with all your heart, mind, and soul, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. But you're to love God first so you even know how to love yourself. Otherwise, you'll define what love is. And you'll start defining it as comforts and sensualities and feel-goods. That's not how you love your two-year-old. That's not how you love your newborn. No, it isn't. You love them by showing them discipline. They run in the road. You don't want that to ever happen again. You discipline them. They might not like it. They'll cry. But you love them. This is what the Lord says. He chastens those that he loves, even scourges those that he loves. Then it goes on to say, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's speaking to the church now. Many are called, few are chosen. I believe the chosen ones are those who listen to the call. Getting called is not enough. Listening to the call is what matters. Because it's not God's will that any should perish. So one form or another, he's calling everybody. Are you going to listen to it? Or are you going to let your conscience be seared and start listening to things of the world? And the next thing you know, here comes the delusion. And the next thing, according to God, you could be damned. Damned! I'll read that verse again. For they all might be damned. And that means condemned in the Greek. Who believe not the truth. There's only one Jesus. He was born of a virgin, conceived of the Holy Ghost, came, walked this earth for 33 years, died on a cross for our sins, rose from the dead, and in between did incredible miracles and spread the word wherever he went. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, that's us, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by the word or by our epistle. Yes. hold fast to the word of God. And if you've been reborn, remember, you became a new creation in Christ, and this written word became a spiritual living word, which actually became bread. So now you can have a true communion with Jesus. When you love the truth, you are communion with Jesus. You're in communion with him because he is the bread of life, and you eat of him and you get baptized in the Spirit, the washing of the water of the word, a spiritual baptism where you're brought into his family and you're baptized through the fire, the fires of life. The fires of life that burn off the dross, burn off the carnal man, burn off the flesh. And you do have a free will. And once the Holy Spirit and God the Father and Jesus are all living within you, you have some decisions to make when you come to the fork in the road on whatever the topic might be that day. People, do not be ashamed of the gospel. Times are winding up. Don't put your Christianity under a bushel. Wake up and be a Christian. Be a soldier for Jesus in all you do. And let it start in your thought life. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus. Cast down every imagination that tries to elevate itself and exalt itself above God. Your lusts going above God. Your greeds going above God. Your self-pity above God. Basically, your whole human nature tries to exalt itself and get on the throne. It has to be put in check. And that's called denying yourself and picking up your cross. So this could be your own personal Sodom and Gomorrah, people. I don't want it. Do you? I don't want it. I don't want a strong delusion coming from God to damn me and condemn me. That doesn't sound too nice. That doesn't sound too Christian, does it? But it is. Let me read these two verses again slowly. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Who sends the delusion? God does. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Pleasure in unrighteousness means you're practicing sin. You're not turning from it. You're living in it. We're all sinners. We all trip. We're not perfect. We'll have perfect bodies on the other side. But we don't practice it. It's not willful. When our conscience gets pricked, we turn from it. Gang, it's a narrow gate. Hold fast. We know the Father loves us because we saw who the Father was through his Son, Jesus, the God-man, who was a man for 33 years. And walked this planet and taught us how to behave and act. Hold on to Christ, gang. He's the Lamb of God. He died for your sins to give you a chance. Take the chance. Get on your knees. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Accept Christ as your personal Savior. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.